News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we impose today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
While he did not detail what the sanctions were, they are reported to include new action to further cut off sources of revenue and fuel that the regime uses to fund its nuclear program and sustain its military. On his way to the CPAC event, Trump spoke to reporters about the ongoing debate over gun control after the February 14th killing at a high school in Parkland, Florida. He has supported a proposal to arm some teachers with guns.
I see Congress wanting to act now for the first time. So we certainly have to strengthen background checks. Everybody agrees with that. And we're going to make background checks very, very strong. I'll be speaking about that at CPAC. Very, very important is to do that. And also, the mentally ill, people that are mentally, they have mental problems, we cannot allow them to have guns.
Florida's Governor Rick Scott also announced plans to make it, quote, virtually impossible for anyone who has mental issues to use guns after the deadly school shooting. The daughter of U.S. President Donald Trump is in South Korea. She's made quick remarks as she arrived in South Korea, saying that she was happy to be there. She's expected to stay away from politics. This is VOA News.